You know, there are a lot of things in this field that are very difficult. So when there are things that are easy, and the TMI, of course, is too much information, TMC is too many choices. So what we're looking for is, for goodness sakes, let's not miss the really simple things, and let's not miss opportunities to simplify when we can. So one of the things to simplify, I would suggest that anyone who is not a member of NALA, the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, which also works with special needs planning, that you join NALA and get on the Texas NALA listserv, because a lot of the technical questions that everybody has along the way, the NALA listserv is just a fabulous way to get instant answers to bridge gaps as we're going along. So I'm going to go through my paper. I hope that those of you who have paper can flip to that section. And those of you who have computers, start at page one. And page one, we're going to start with talking about why modify a trust. And I think there are basically five reasons to modify a trust, or five reasons that we see people use to modify a trust. Number one, there is a problem. Number two, there may be a problem. Number three, to get everybody's attention and make everybody focus. Number four, to satisfy a beneficiary or trustee. And number five, because it's so easy to do and so profitable, why not do it? So I am going to get just a little bit on a soapbox about the last one, because this is what I call the, you know, the one CLE luncheon lawyers that are rampantly modifying perfectly wonderful special needs trusts and discretionary trusts because it is just so easy to do.